defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. This is going to be a fun program today. If you are tuning into the GunBroker.com studios and watching and listening to the Car Arms microphone for the first time, welcome aboard. If you're on any of a number of dozens of affiliates around the country listening live or listening on a delayed broadcast, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that very much. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream right now live, great to be with you guys. See you in here every day. It's awesome. And if you're watching on television in the Northern California markets and in the Reno area, great to be in your living rooms or whatever room we're in with you as you tune into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to get started with one of my favorite people on earth. And she, if you're a longtime listener, you're going to remember this guest and you're going to remember this intro. And she made it really easy for me today on the program because I got nothing planned. Nothing. When she said, yes, I can't wait to be on the show, I said, yay. And just went out and did stuff because I didn't have to plan anything, because when her and I get together and chat, it's just an awful lot of fun. Amber Cuno. Say that again, Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Tell everybody where you're at. You're out in my favorite part of the world. That much I know.
Well, I am in Phoenix, Arizona. The surface of the another way.
I hate you.
It's a great place, though. It really, it's just beautiful here. You know, so many patriots, and I've been here 14 years, and I love it. I'm not going anywhere.
No, I don't blame you. Now, but it's hot now, right?
It's hot.
It's a dry heat, though.
Yeah, it's those ovens.
Well, I saw you on Facebook. You know, let's tell the audience this, because this is fun. You've worked with me on the program from years ago. It's been a long time. Yeah. We've known each other a long time now, right? We can say that.
Yeah, long time. Long time friend.
And I happened to be looking somewhere. I was on Facebook. I was looking at your feed, and I was like, man, I got to reach out to Amber. It's been a while. I want to get her on the show, and I want to have fun and catch up with you and Tom and everybody and find out what's going on. And you reached out. You were doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. I'd like to think that great minds think alike, right?
I think so, too, for sure. There was definitely something there.
Well, here we are. Amber, let's talk about some fun stuff. First off, your creds as a shooter and a trainer, what are they?
Well, I'm a certified NRA instructor, and I like to do some shooting competitions when I have time in my spare time, and I do CCW training and fire safety training for adults and for kids, so that's pretty cool.
And you were also a reserve deputy with Maricopa County out there in Phoenix, right?
For a number of years. Yep, for a number of years. When I was getting my degree in criminal justice, it's just something that piqued my interest. So I spent a lot of time and did a lot of training with them and went on patrol with the sheriff's department and did different details around the city and stuff like that. So.
Well, I've got one of my favorite pictures of you. There's a whole bunch of them, but I grabbed this one because I really like it, the focus on you shooting. I don't know if you're watching the stream or not, or can see what television viewers and stream viewers can see. But it's a great picture of you, and it was one of the first ones that I put up when we did, you know, up on social media when I would have you on as a guest. And can I put you on the spot on live radio right now and on television and on live stream?
Sure.
Will you come back and be a regular contributor on the program at least once a month?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
There you go. So Amber Cuno is going to be here from time to time. You're going to love that intro, Amber Cuno. Mark Walters, we love that stuff. All right, Amber. You know, Phoenix, Arizona, you guys, in fact, when you and I were talking yesterday for a fairly long time, one of the subjects that came up was Scottsdale. And as you know, Scottsdale is a place that you and I, and this is great stuff. Let's tell the audience. You and I have actually grilled while armed together in Scottsdale, have we not?
Yeah, with our families. That was great.
Wasn't that cool? We were grilling while armed. I've actually grilled while armed with Amber and her family and my family, and we did a huge live national broadcast out in a, I guess we could call it a courtyard by a fire pit, at the Hyatt on North Drinkwater there in Old Town Scottsdale. But anyway, having said that, you and I were talking about Scottsdale and the looters and so forth. What happened? Because it is making national news, and that's why we were chatting about it. What happened down there?
Well, downtown Scottsdale is it's an area that's pretty well known in the whole state. Especially if you live anywhere around the Phoenix area, people from all over the valley go to Scottsdale because of the restaurants and the stores, and it's such a beautiful area. There's you'd be hard-pressed to find a nicer area in all of Arizona to go and spend some time. And
agreed.
It's very family-friendly. There's just so many activities. There's a lot of art galleries and a lot of artists, and there's a lot of locally owned businesses there too in Old Town, and I know people that live there. I know people that work there. And the other night, my husband and son were up there, and they were doing an installation at an art gallery, and they got caught in this unannounced riot, basically, that centered around Scottsdale Fashion Square and a few of the businesses that were around there. And the police weren't prepared for the situation. They didn't know it was going to happen, and there's protesting going on, and that has been going on every day for quite a number of days in a row now in downtown Phoenix. So all of the law enforcement efforts were focused in the downtown Phoenix area, keeping the Capitol building safe and the police station safe. And, you know, there's thousands of protesters down there, and Scottsdale is not generally a place where there's a lot that's going on, a lot of crime or things of that nature. And, basically just everything kind of hit the fan all at one time, and my husband and son got a little bit caught up in it unexpectedly, but they just passed through, but the streets weren't closed, so cars were driving by. It was just really chaotic, and they started breaking out windows and looting, and they went in the mall. They caused millions of dollars in damage, unfortunately, to the mall and some of the surrounding businesses there.
You know, what we know now is that a lot of armed citizens helped keep the Old Town Scottsdale area safe. That's true. That's true reporting, right?
Yeah, so it was actually really great. I watched a video of some of the business owners down there. So the mall is about a mile away from what they call Old Town Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. And in Old Town, there's little stores that line the streets, and just an array of different types of things. There's jewelry stores, there's high-end watch stores, there's more like souvenir and t-shirt shops. It's just a vast array of all these different things, but they're all individually owned and managed. And once the people that own and manage those buildings got word of what was going on at Scottsdale Fashion Square, some of them actually live in that same area, so they're well aware of what was happening at the time, and it was on live on the news stations and everything. So if you're paying attention at all, you couldn't miss it. Once they got wind of what was happening, they all spoke with each other, and they all went down to their stores armed and stood outside their stores with guns, and the rioters came to start looting there. And as soon as they saw all these people lining the streets with guns, knowing that they weren't going to get away with looting their stores, they took off.
All right. Now, this is interesting because you chuckled when you said when they saw everybody with guns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did the same thing because it's so obvious to me that that's how you stop this from happening. That's why we say guns save lives, right? I mean, it's so obvious to you because you understand that. It's the very reason cops carry guns to protect themselves and the public. It's why you have a gun to have, you know, to defend your home. It's why I would guess a large majority of the listeners and viewers of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the MonsterCast on Sundays have permits to protect themselves and their families outside their homes. So, you know, when you hear that someone who comes to do harm sees somebody able to defend themselves from them and they scurry like the cockroaches they are, that is what the chuckle is for, right?
It is. And it honestly, it just, it makes me, it's a little bit of sunshine in all of this darkness that's happening, because I think so many people feel overwhelmed and scared and like they don't have any control of what's going on. So it's a way for people to take back control and say, no, you're not going to do this. And there are way more of us than there are of them. And
That's a great point. Let's leave it right there at the break. That reminds me of a quote from the movie Tombstone, actual quote from Wyatt Earp to Johnny Biehn right after the gunfight at the OK Corral. I don't think I'm going to let you arrest me today, Sheriff Biehn. I'll be back right after this with Amber Q now. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. Pleasure to have you here. I am talking with a very good friend of mine, Amber Cunow. We're going to go right back to it. Amber Cunow.
Mark Walters.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms mic with me. You're on TV. You're on Facebook live stream, and you're on the radio. We're at home with you. All right. Amber, you know that quote from the movie Tombstone? You know how much I love Tombstone and going out to Arizona, right?
Yes, I do.
You know, I'm a huge fan. You know that. And it's reminiscent to me of a scene in that movie, and it's true. It's historically accurate, where right after, moments after the gunfight at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona, Sheriff Johnny Behan, who was the Cochise County Sheriff at the time, attempted to arrest Wyatt Earp and his brothers at the gunfight scene. Wyatt Earp turned around and looked at him and says, "I don't think I'm going to let you arrest me today, Johnny." And he didn't get arrested. Here's what I mean by that, metaphorically speaking, kind of, sort of, is that the only reason law and order works in America, the only reason America works, Amber, is because we agree to abide by certain rules, right?
Right.
Well, in that particular moment in time, Wyatt Earp wasn't having any of it. He wasn't going to play by that rule, and he decided that he wasn't going to be arrested that day. And as a result of that, he wasn't arrested. They were eventually investigated, and it was acquitted and all that stuff. But nonetheless, aren't we in a situation like that right now where we've got people out there who have just decided that they no longer want to play by the rules, period? And the rest of us are, yet we're nervous, we're frightened as a country, and prepared to defend ourselves. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work? Isn't that why we have guns? Take it away. Have at it.
That's exactly why we have the Second Amendment. This right here, what is going on right now, could not be a better display of why we advocate for what we do, which is for everyone that is a law-abiding citizen to own a gun and exercise that freedom if and when it's needed. Period. Point blank. End of story. It could not get or be more simple than just that.
And, you know, I was talking with our mutual friend A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News, also your neighbor right down the road from you in Arizona, who was butted right up against that trouble. Now, what time of day quickly did that trouble start down there in the Scottsdale area as it moved out of Phoenix into Scottsdale?
It never moved out of Phoenix. It stayed in Phoenix, and it also simultaneously was happening around 10 p.m. in Scottsdale. It just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
Okay.
And that's about when the trouble started. So.
And I know AWR was in that vicinity as well, and his comments to me were just like yours. A definitive response from an armed population that stopped what would have been, I can't imagine that area being destroyed, it'd be heartbreaking, only because I love the area so much. I mean, it's like that with anywhere. I mean, there are areas of New York City that I love to go to, but they're getting wrecked and destroyed, and you hate to see that. It's the same thing in any city. It doesn't matter where it is, but nonetheless, when you have an affinity for a place and you know it well, you take it a little bit more seriously. So we've established the fact that the Second Amendment protects the individual right to keep and bear arms. So you think, like I do, I'm sure, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but that the individuals who stood outside their store to defend themselves and their property had every right to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only do I think that, our sheriff of Maricopa County, biggest county in Arizona, spans 9,000 square miles. Sheriff Penzone released a statement, I think it was yesterday or the day before. This was after what happened in Scottsdale. People were afraid that it was going to happen again. They did bring out, or there were talks of them bringing out some of the National Guard if it was necessary, because Scottsdale said, listen, we're going to do what we need to do, but we'd like a little backup. You know, we'd like a little support from you. We'll take care of it, but we'd like to see some support. We don't want to be caught in a situation like we were the other night. And so I'm sure it was a one and done thing. I mean, they ransacked that mall. There was nothing left on the shelves. They certainly weren't going to go back there. They cleaned out the Louis Vuitton store, Gucci store, Tiffany's. I mean, there's nothing left. nothing left in the Apple store. It was all gone. But our sheriff released a statement a day or two after that, basically saying, do what you need to do to keep yourself, your property, and anyone you know that is a vulnerable population safe. We will do what we can. Call us if you need us, but protect yourselves, protect your property. That's it. So it was something similar, I believe, to a sheriff in Florida, maybe Lakeland, if I'm recalling correctly. It was basically a similar sentiment to that. And I think that's great. I love to see sheriffs out there saying, do what you need to do to keep yourself safe, because really that's that's what it's all about. Because we outnumber the police department. Armed citizens outnumber pretty much everybody else. So we do really have a responsibility at times. We're the first available in that situation. We're not going to wait 9 or 10 minutes for the police to come. I live in a rural area. It takes the police a really long time to get out here. So the people out here, not just because of where we live, but because it's Arizona, it's constitutional carry, it's a great state to live in for that. We're all armed. We can all take care of ourselves and each other. And that's really what being a community is all about.
And that's what the sheriff was saying, correct?
Yes.
Act together as a community and help us out. So the sheriff was basically pleading with his citizens, his voters, his constituents, because the sheriff is an elected office, the oldest constitutionally elected office, by the way, listeners and viewers, in the country. And the sheriff was actually pleading with the citizenry to help.
Yes. That's the way I took it, and other people that read it really viewed it the same way. And the police chief in Scottsdale, the night that the rioting and looting was occurring, said, we're not going to, they didn't have many officers available, and they said, we're not going to put our officers in jeopardy over property. And some people didn't take too kindly to that, but it really is a reminder that we have ourselves first, that we need to protect ourselves first. That's just really what it's all about, ourselves and our property. And I'm not saying that I don't disagree that officer lives are far more important than property. I do believe that they did cause millions of dollars worth of damage that's not covered by insurance because it was looting. And a big mall can withstand that. But it's sad because we're just reopening after COVID and a lot of places are struggling and a lot of people are struggling. People are just getting back to work, getting a paycheck again, and then they just came and took that all away. That mall's not going to be open for months. There's so much damage that they have to fix. A big mall can absorb costs like that. But the small business person
can't. Amber, I want to explore something you just said. We're getting ready to take a break, as you know. You're a professional and have done this with me before, and I love that. When we come back, I'm going to ask Amber some, we'll get a little provocative here with some questions about, you know, the property and those issues. I'll explain it all when we come back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back. A little bit of iced Defender coffee there in my, United States Department of Dad mug. So I think my kids must have got me that for Father's Day at some point in time over the years. Welcome back inside with me. A pleasure to be here with you. I'm talking with my good friend Amber Cunow, who is out in the beautiful Phoenix area. Amber Cunow.
Walters.
I hate you. I hate where you're at. I hate that you're there and I'm not. I love it out there. You're in a beautiful place. It's truly God's country. Amber, we were just talking about, Phoenix, and you were talking about the looters and all this. Let me bring you to a story here. This was written by A.W.R. Hawkins over at Breitbart, and it's headlined, Armed Business Owners Turn Back Alleged Looters in California. And there's another story of armed business owners in Minneapolis with AR-15s defending their stores from looters. There are real-time reports from you and AWR and confirmed by me through you and others who were there witnessing it, of the armed owners and residents defending their stores on the streets from looters who would have destroyed everything these individuals have worked for their entire lives. The mayor of Chicago made comments, and I don't have the exact comments up. I would have played it here, but you can't really hear the question. I wouldn't be able to play it at such a volume that listeners or viewers would be able to hear the actual question to the mayor. But the mayor's comments were, don't go out, essentially, and act as she didn't want people to go out acting as law enforcement. I know we have a number of concealed carry permit holders in the state of Illinois, this, that, and the other thing. If you have a problem, you don't go out. And she was it's an argument based on how the question, how you perceive the question being asked. But vigilantism, essentially, don't go out and be the cops. OK, I haven't heard any reports of that. Have you heard of any reports of armed citizenry going out and roaming the streets and trying to defend off looters? Have you heard of that?
I'm sorry you cut out for that whole thing. I didn't hear anything you said.
Oh, you lost all that? Okay, well, let me just make this real simple then, if you missed all that, because I was setting you up to go with a question here. But what I'm going to do then is make this really simple. You were talking about the looters ripping everything off at the mall in Scottsdale there, and then we had there are reports of armed people in cities across the country, both in Minneapolis. There are armed citizens in, we're talking now, California. I think it was, or it is Van Nuys, California, Minneapolis, and again now in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a question of, should people be able, we're talking about property now. I've heard the mindset from folks on television and others, it's just property. And you mentioned that when the cops said their lives weren't worth property. Well, let me submit this, and I want your opinion. When that property is my livelihood, that property is my life. Don't I have a right to defend that property at that moment in time from someone who would come to take my livelihood away from me?
I think there's such a difference in personal property. If someone breaks into your garage and they steal your ladder, is that worth shooting somebody over?
Of course
me,
not.
Absolutely not. No way. This is a business. If this is the difference between you being able to feed your family and not feed your family, this is where all your money is. This is how you live. Absolutely. I think everybody has that right because nobody should be in there taking away what you have. It's not right. It's not okay. And I think the vast majority of these cases, all these looters have to do is see these people armed, taking a stand, and they don't want anything to do with it. They back off immediately. The worst confrontations I've seen are when there are all these looters that come by and it is just mm-hmm. a person standing outside that's completely unarmed all by themselves. I don't know if you saw the video. I think it was somewhere in New York. This lady was standing outside her property that they were trying to loot. And she was just standing there unarmed, not saying anything, not fighting back in any way. And they beat her up. They beat her with boards. They dragged her by her head. And her husband tried to intervene. And he got beaten, too. And it's not just even a matter of property at that point, because it could turn ugly and violent at any point in time. And they practically killed, if not killed by now, that poor guy in Dallas that was standing outside his business. He had a machete, but it was no match against 20 crazy looters that wanted to do him harm. Now, I'm not going to die because people want to loot my store. So I'm going to arm myself and I'm going to make sure that I'm ready. And I believe that it's what needs to be done. Our country's in an economic crisis right now because of the shutdown, because of COVID. And this is just making it worse. It's going to make it impossible for these business owners to stay in business, to put food on their table. And it's really sad. And we have to do better. And I think it's just going to take all these individual store owners to stand up, make a stand, show these people we're not messing around. You know, we've got a dog in the fight, too. And here we are making a stand. And I think the more that happens, hopefully the more that the violent looting is going to die down. Protest away. But I think they need to leave the violence and mm-hmm. the looting out of it. It does not belong here. It has no place here. And it's hurting so many people.
Well said. And interestingly, too, some of what we don't hear a lot of this. The media doesn't like to report on the lawful use of arms for self-defense. they do when they catch it when a scene unfolds. There's video out of Fox 11 in Los Angeles when a news crew pulled up as an encounter was occurring between several looters who wanted what they didn't, what didn't belong to them, and they were faced down with individuals with shotguns defending themselves. And I'll tell you who won. It wasn't the looters, and a lot of it was caught on film. But these are black business owners protecting their property with guns. Not just white. It's every color. It's every person. It's every human being who has a right to do so. And that is the very essence of the Second Amendment. And, you know, I would defy anybody to argue that with me. I've pulled a gun to defend my life before, so I know how it feels. And thank God I didn't have to squeeze the trigger. Now, Amber, this is interesting because my friend Dan Zimmerman over at The Truth About Guns. And I love that. When I MC or moderate the Gun Rights Policy Conference, I have the opportunity to stand up on the stage and introduce the individuals, many of whom I use as sources and references and are on the same speaking panel that I am or may be. In this particular case, Dan Zimmerman's a friend of mine. Truth About Guns. He wrote, "Rest in peace, America's gun control industry." So we'll start this conversation now, and then we'll probably wind up closing up with this and a couple more in the final segment. But here's what he said. It was a actual comment by an individual by the name of John Hayward on Twitter, and Dan Zimmerman put it out on Truth About Guns. He didn't write it. But it says, "The gun control movement died in this weekend's riots. Its grave is always shallow, but it will take years to claw itself out. Too many people understand exactly why the Second Amendment is crucial now. It will take a while for them to forget again." Amber, I would like to believe that to be the case, but I happen to know, along with that shallow grave come very, very deep pockets. And while the gun control movement is being 100% dead silent now, there's a reason for that. Because as soon as this quote unquote ends, they're going to come roaring back for the election. Do you believe, John, do you agree with John's sentiments that the gun control movement is dead now in this weekend's riots?
That is dead. No, I agree with you. I think it's going to come back. It's going to be part of the election process like it always is. But I think we're winning small battles for sure. I know I have friends from all walks of life, and I love that. I have some liberal friends, and I'll tell you, they all called me wanting advice on what kind of gun.
When we come back, that's exactly where we're going to go, because you're not alone. I know a guy, too, that might have had a couple phone calls like that. Glad you mentioned that. This is why we don't prepare. Amber just got it going on. Amber Cuda, when we come back, great friend of the program. Now you know why. See you in just a second. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. I have a cup of Defender Coffee here, you know, and I talk about it every day, 6 days a week on national radio and now on the television show and the live stream of the live national broadcast. But Defender Coffee is kind of a no-brainer. It's one of those things that, you know, I mean, I just don't understand. It makes perfect sense to me because I drink coffee. I like iced coffee. You ice this coffee in the Ninja coffee maker that Sofia Vergara sold me at 3 o'clock in the morning because, well, Sofia Vergara, and you use Defender coffee instead of the grocery store coffee. And at the end of the year, my profits for the coffee that I drank go to the Second Amendment Foundation. It's kind of silly not to do that, if you know what I mean. But the rest of our sponsors, the same way, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, PulseTV.com, you see it during the breaks, /armed, PulseTV.com/ARMED. Go in there and buy all kinds of cool stuff. They set up a huge shopping place for us there. Just you buy anything and everything as seen on TV and all kinds of other stuff and support Armed American Radio. Crossbreed Holsters, of course, MyPillow.com. You guys killed it. Killed it. Record. We destroyed two of the biggest national radio programs in the country combined over the last 5 weeks because we support the people who support the Second Amendment, and they in turn support us and help keep us on the air. So please use the promo code. Continue to do so. AAR, they got tons of stuff over this, not just pillows, but they got tons of stuff. AAR is the promo code at MyPillow. Of course, Carr Arms, North American Arms, Bursa,
Just mentioned Defender Coffee and Front Sight. Let's not forget Front Sight. FrontSight.com has got the free stuff for you over there. FrontSight.com/MARK and join the, I can't even tell you how many people have written me and said, I've taken that class. I'll be more, do you need any help with your audience to get the word out? Nah, just what I'm telling you right now, keep them coming. If you've been there, let me know. FrontSight.com/MARK. I have not been. I'm looking forward to going. I've been offered the training out there and I want to take it myself. Going to be tough to do with the amount of work that we're doing here, though, right now. But please support them all, and including EmersonKnives.com. Amber Q now.
Mark Walters.
Welcome back in. Let's go back now to, gosh, I almost forgot where we were. Where do we want to go?
Well, we were talking about how my liberal friends were all calling me.
There you go. Yeah. How many calls did you get?
I don't have a lot of liberal friends, but, you know, I got 3-4 phone calls about it, so...
Well, so you're not alone. I did, too. I got similar calls, and I know a lot of people who did. So let's go there for a second, because you've trained. How many people have you trained over the years? Probably lost count, right?
Yeah. Hundreds, for sure.
How many female? Can you give me a breakdown of the ratio?
Oh, it's pretty close to 50-50.
And that doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, not at all.
There's a report right now. Let me see if I can pull this up here. I should be able to bring this up because I know where it is. Retailers, 40% of 2020 gun buyers are first timers, and 40% of those are female. And that's it does. Say that again. It does what?
It makes perfect sense. I mean, what if you're a woman, why wouldn't you own a gun? That's what I want to know. I don't want to hear anyone say, well, why would I? I want to know, why wouldn't you? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well said. Well said. Don't you love that? Amber Q now. We're going to hear a lot from her in the near future. Again, I can't wait to be a regular contributor. Amber, I'm going to put you back in the round table, too, because that's a great point. Why? Not why would you? Why wouldn't you want to have? Amber, can you wrap your head around anyone who just for whatever reason? I cannot wrap my head around any father, for example, okay? Who does not possess the means to defend his family at all costs. I can't wrap my head around that. Maybe that's just me.
I think some people just, they live in an alternate universe where they think that what's happening now doesn't happen, or that something bad couldn't or wouldn't happen to them. And people really need to get out of that frame of mind, because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to think like that. It really is. And I'll tell you, the other night we were getting all sorts of alerts from different people from different places saying, you know, they're coming out into the country and they're going to be doing all these bad things. And I was like, cool, make my day. Here I am. Here we are. I'm ready. We're all ready. And I know that a lot of my friends, well, not a lot, some of my friends, but I know that a lot of people out there can't say the same. And they thought of, and they're like, wow, I'm legitimately scared, and I might need to protect my family because they have little kids and stuff like that. And they're caught in this position now where they don't have a gun. I'm like, well, you're a little late to the party, but I'm here to help. So what kind of questions do you have? How can I help you? I'm going with a friend over the weekend to help her try to find a gun she likes so she can protect her family. You know, and it's like, I'm here to help. I don't care what political party you're affiliated with. But what I did say to all of them is, I just want you, if I'm going to help you out right now, I just want you to give me some reassurance that when you vote in the future, you are not going to vote for elected people that are trying to take my rights and everyone else's rights to own a gun away. That's how we can have a fair trade deal here in this situation. I'll help you in any way you need to be helped. If you want training, I'll help you train. If you want gun advice, I'll help you get gun advice. I'll go to the store with you, whatever it is. I'll walk you through it. I'll help you find a safe, because some of these people have kids and they don't want their kids to have easy access to their guns. I get all that. I'm there. I'm a mom. I understand. But that's what I need from you back in this situation is I need you to really think long and hard about who you're voting for, because probably the people you voted for in the past or could potentially vote for in the future are gun grabbers, and I don't want any part of that, you know. And I think that this situation right here, I think it is a good one. I think it's an eye-opener. People realize I need to keep myself safe. I need to keep my family safe. I could be driving down the road and get mobbed by angry rioters. I mean, this could happen anywhere. It could happen at the grocery store now. It could happen at the mall. It could happen anywhere, and people need to be prepared. I mean, when the National Guard has been deployed to patrol the streets because armed police forces can't keep criminals from turning our cities into basically war zones, I mean, what else is there left other than the Second Amendment and patriots at that point?
That becomes the immediate responder that we're talking about. That becomes you, because you're the first one there. There is a, and by the way, I want to point this out too, because you did mention the people that have contacted you. I've had the same contact. And I want to know how was your, because that was just brilliantly said and thought out about, let's make this a trade. I'll help you. How what kind of response have you gotten from that?
A pretty positive one, actually. And, you know, they're like, okay, you know, because they never even thought twice to think about it, because when they're voting, they're not necessarily voting against our right to keep and bear arms. They don't really realize, they think, oh, it just doesn't affect me. I just don't care about guns. I don't own one, so I don't care if you own one. But they don't realize that there's possible consequences to voting for certain individuals that want to take our rights away. And, you know, I'd love to say that this gun debate's finished. I'd love to say that. I wish I could, but I don't think it's going to. I think, you know, America has the attention span of a peanut, and I think that it's a lot of this is going to go away. Maybe some people will be changed forever. Maybe some people will be happy to go back living in la-la land where they think this kind of stuff doesn't happen. I don't know.